listening to This Week in Virtualization, TechTarget's weekly news podcast on server and desktop virtualization.
Welcome to the June 3rd edition of This Week in Virtualization. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele.
And I'm Associate Editor Keith Kessinger.
And I am Senior Site Editor Bridget Patello.
VMware made yet another acquisition this week, Socialcast, which makes what it calls a, quote, social enterprise collaboration platform. Socialcast uses a Facebook-like interface, and it can tie into other corporate systems, including intranets, CRM and ERP applications, SharePoint, and other stuff like that. It's available either on-premise or through a software as a service model, and you can access it via mobile devices as well. VMware CTO Steve Herrod wrote a blog post about the Socialcast acquisition, and he said that it fits right into the company's vision of the new way to work with a focus on real-time communication and group collaboration. The acquisition is the latest reminder that VMware is no longer just a virtualization company, as you may have heard. Since last year, they've acquired several smaller enterprise application vendors, including Zimbra, which does email and collaboration, and SlideRocket, which does presentations kind of like PowerPoint. VMware also bought the Mozy online backup service from EMC, and they announced Horizon App Manager, which will help organizations deploy and control access to these applications. On the phone now to talk more about this news and VMware's shift in focus is VMware consultant Lou Smith, who's with Interphase Systems in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us, Lou.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think of all this with all the acquisitions that they've made recently and the recent announcement of Horizon App Manager, which kind of brings it all together as an actual service that enterprises can take advantage of? Is this something that your customers are looking for in terms of an alternative to Microsoft and a new way to do business?
So when you talk about what the clients are looking at right now, it's important to understand that they are indeed understanding and recognizing the need to work a little bit differently. And I hate to use a corny term, but to work smart rather than work in a fashion that just takes more time than humanly possible in order to get their work done. I can tell you that the most recent announcement with regard to Socialcast is a rather interesting one to me, and it took me back to my initial thoughts that I had when the Zimbra announcement came out. When Zimbra was announced, I immediately said, Zimbra? Why? It was rather confusing to me as well as other colleagues in the industry. However, it seems to have taken a very good shape over the course of the period of time that they've now owned Zimbra. But now when I look at Socialcast, it's almost this, as well as SlideRocket, the others that you've mentioned. VMware is very quickly starting to position themselves in a much different light, as you mentioned, not just a virtualization company anymore. But they've seen that shift, at least it appears that they've seen that shift with a lot of their clients and the ways that they're looking to get their work done. So when you can package a Zimbra, a SlideRocket, a Socialcast, and any other acquisition that they pull in to come up with this sort of hybrid social media-based environment for organizations to work, it's very compelling because I can tell you a lot of our clients are looking at tools similar to Socialcast specifically, like the Yammers of the world. You mentioned something similar to an interface like Facebook in order to have that real-time collaboration. But the key is one that you mentioned before. It has to integrate with their systems that they have today, SharePoint being one of the biggest because there's so much personal information and protected information within SharePoint that they need in order to really have that true collaboration.
Yeah, it seems like VMware is being smart about what they acquire. They're not buying products that are trying to compete directly with what's already there. It's stuff that can integrate with the products that enterprises have been using for years.
That's a very good point. And Colin hit on one point earlier, Bridget, and that is, are people looking to move away from the more traditional Microsoft approach, et cetera? I say that they are, but probably not at the high percentage that VMware would prefer in order to fit within that model. I think too many people are tied to their Microsoft operating system, their Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, the key tools that they've been using for years, and they've been able to organize themselves and function in a fashion that really meets or fits within the constraints of those tools. these types of acquisitions, to your point, it's not a Microsoft acquisition, which has been always one of my criticisms, where it looks like they buy any company that they can in order to get a strategic advantage. It seems to me VMware is being very, very careful in the way that they approach this.
And some people I've talked to said that they think, you know, VMware is developing or they're buying all of these companies that together could be put into a suite and compete with something like a Google Apps or Microsoft Office online. They don't have the word processing or the spreadsheet software yet. Do you expect that that's something that maybe we should take bets? Who's the company that they'll acquire next to build that kind of suite?
Yeah, tell me what the over-under is and I'll take the under. So no, that's a really good point. And do I think that they will? I think that they have to, if that's the route that they're definitely going, and it seems to be that route. When you want to compete with the Google Apps and the Microsoft Office 365, that is the core of the functionality. You have those enterprise class or semi-enterprise class applications that perform those functions. It's like they've built the wrapper around it, and they need to add that GUI core into it in order to have that full package.
What's the value add that VMware can offer, though? You know, why would someone say, I'm going to use VMware's online applications as opposed to Google or Microsoft?
So to me, personally, the biggest advantage there is the ability to very quickly and proactively manage environments. So as you have additional staff come on, if you're doing an acquisition and you need to very quickly provision and scale on the fly those systems, I have that built into my VMware infrastructure. These tools come part and parcel or an add-on to that virtualization backbone that I already have today. There's going to be integration. And to me, at least, that's a guarantee the way that VMware has approached everything that they've done. Everything comes back to that core. Everything comes back to the ability for those applications to very quickly and proactively act upon the environment that they're living within.
And that kind of ties into the whole comparison of them being the new Microsoft, because that was the approach that Microsoft has taken. You know, they had the infrastructure layer covered with the server operating system and the desktop operating system, and now VMware is positioning their offerings as the operating system for, you know, the cloud, whether it's a public cloud or a private cloud, and these are the applications that are built to run on that platform.
That's a great point. And I don't know that VMware is trying to be the next Microsoft. I think they have enough ex-Microsoft executives to understand what worked and what did not work in the Microsoft model. So that's one piece that's very compelling to me, to see how the company evolves and how that product suite evolves in order to support further that virtualization infrastructure. But people said that about Google for a while as well. Obviously, they don't have the robust core operating systems. They have their Google OS for their desktops and even offer their own service now with regard to deploying those machines with the Google OS, and Google Apps come part and parcel with that for a monthly fee. So everyone is scrambling to get that piece of the pie, and I think multiple organizations, and you could even lump Apple into this, are taking very different approaches in the way that they are handling that. I think VMware's is very, very interesting.
And being able to work on the mobile devices is a key thing, too. That was one of the focuses of the Citrix Synergy show that Bridget and I were at last week. Everything they showed off was not just how it could run on a desktop, but how it could run on a laptop or an iPad or your Android phone. And that goes into VMware's whole message of, you know, changing the way we work and having a new way to work. People aren't chained to their desks all the time anymore, and the applications need to reflect that. And that's another area where Microsoft has kind of struggled getting their applications SaaS ready and cloud ready, because they come from such an on-premise old school world, and these companies are approaching it with a new way and are more flexible.
Yeah, Microsoft is like, you know, they don't want to lose that traditional PC business. They've got the kung fu grip on the Windows PCs. Let's keep everything on the desktop. And it seems like they're only letting go of what they have to, and you know, with the Microsoft Online, Exchange Online. I mean, you can do that, but enterprises are so invested in the on-premise Microsoft applications that they're probably, you know, it's like they have the best of both worlds now.
That's a really good point, and I like the Kung Fu Grip reference, and that it could not be stated more clearly, quite honestly. It's interesting because that message, I go back to VMworld 2009 and even pre-VMworld 2009, VMware had already started to make that shift with their change from their core VDI product to the new Vue product at that point. And I remember sitting at one of the keynotes and saw one of the guys, his name is totally escaping me at the moment, jump up on stage and gave the demo where he was connecting back to his Vue desktop at home from his mobile device that he had on stage. And the core of the message was, I don't care what device I have sitting in front of me, I can get to all of my applications, all of my data, wherever I am, whenever I am, and it's seamless to me. And I think that's the core of where they have to take things in order to make this something that enterprises are going to adopt rapidly.
Lou Smith, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Now here's Keith with the rest of this week's news.
Thanks, Colin. Another third-party vendor has thrown its support behind Microsoft. Netuitive's root cause analysis tools now support Hyper-V in addition to VMware ESX. This news comes just a few weeks after Veeam announced backup and replication support for Hyper-V. Netuitive says that its tools can take data from other vendors' products to automatically resolve infrastructure issues. But it's not the only management tool with these capabilities. VMware acquired a similar technology from Integrion last year and has since rolled it into vCenter operations.
It's looking pretty good for Microsoft on the third-party support front lately. That was kind of always one of the big things that opponents of Hyper-V complained about, was that they didn't have the support from backup vendors or other management vendors, and you only had to rely on what Microsoft offered. But these are some pretty big names that are coming out of the woodwork to support Hyper-V, and I'd imagine that the rest are going to follow suit. So Microsoft isn't anywhere close to catching up to VMware now, but it's one less thing that VMware people have to point to, at least.
In other news, Microsoft just released their second beta of System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012, this time to a broader audience. VMM 2012 will use administrative roles and workflows for self-service portals, and it offers wizard-driven provisioning of VMs and hardware. This beta, however, needs SQL Server backends, either 2008 or 2008 R2. That will force some users to run multiple instances of SQL Server, because some apps only support older versions. Also in this beta, more users will have access to community evaluation process, which contains evaluations and tutorials from developers and other users. SCVMM is expected to be released in the second half of 2011.
I know a lot of people are excited about this release. It's kind of Microsoft's answer to vCloud Director. And even though vCloud Director came out a year ago, it's still kind of an early market for that. And seems like it could be one area in the management market where Microsoft might be able to take a lead over VMware.
Especially since it's all tied to System Center, which enterprises already use, you know, so it just makes sense that they would use this.
As Microsoft says, it's the Windows you know.
Oy.
And that doesn't always
the
fly.
Windows you love to hate.
Right. That argument hasn't really flown with promoting Hyper-V, yeah. But it makes a lot more sense on the System Center side of things. I think that about does it for this episode, so thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
You've been listening to This Week in Virtualization. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And for more information, visit searchservervirtualization.com, searchvmware.com, and searchvirtualdesktop.com.